Yo, what's going on? What's going on? It's your boy DJ Native, your favorite host of I Call Bullshit. And before we get into any BS, I just want to say real quick, I really appreciate everyone's feedback and support of the show thus far. I've been receiving a lot of feedback, especially a lot of feedback on my homeboy Junebug. I might possibly be able to get him to come through every now and again. I think he comes by like every other day. I would keep him on the show, like you guys said, but he is a fool, and I'm kind of scared to do that because there's no telling what this guy will say. Anywho, nonetheless, I just want to say thank you for all your feedback, all the support, and if you're just now tuning in to our podcast and haven't listened before, be sure to go to Apple Podcasts 5-star rate and review. If you're listening through Anchor, drop me a personal message, your shout-outs, and your feedback will be played on next week's episode. And if you listen through Spotify, of course, click that follow button. So today, you know, of course, I told my boy Junebug, hey, bro, drop by for a few minutes. You know, I'm not going to let you talk that long, but just drop by. I'm going to ask you a question until he's, you know how he is. All right, bro. Anywho, and like I promised before in last week's episode, is there a connection between Bill Gates, COVID-19, and possibly 5G? But before we get into all that BS, I got some quick BS for you guys. This is kind of funny, but to me, it's like straight BS. How does this happen type? So there was an article. I don't know if any of you guys seen it, by the HuffPost. And I quote, the article's title was "Monkey Steals Coronavirus Patient's Blood Samples from Lab Tech in India." An eyewitness reported seeing the monkey with a lab kit on top of a tree chewing on it. Like, now that's some bull show for real. Like, anywho, so evidently there was a lab tech walking across campus in Meru, India, when a group of monkeys stole the lab kit from him that was currently undergoing treatment of COVID-19. Get this. After these vampire monkeys got finished with the kit, they left it scattered across the street. Oh my God. This is crazy. So these monkeys steal this freaking blood samples that were being tested for coronavirus. Go on the tree, start chewing on it. All right. Question is, can these monkeys carry the coronavirus? Can these monkeys, you know, infect other people or other monkeys? Or how does that go? Like, you know, if that person that had the coronavirus or that was being tested for the coronavirus, if they came back positive, what's the possibility of the monkeys getting the coronavirus? Like, that is insane. That is insane. So when we get back, guys, I think my boy Junebug just got here. When we get back, I'm going to get into this deep stuff. So we was talking about before, of course, the coronavirus, Bill Gates, and possibly 5G. You know my saying, if it smells like BS, it looks like BS, sounds like BS, then damn it, it must be fucking BS. So when we get back, we're going to do some research. We're going to dig into this stuff and see if it's BS. Y'all stick around. Stay tuned. I'm going to go grab my boy Junebug right quick, y'all. All right. We back. So, of course, I got my boy here with me. And if you're listening through Anchor, drop me a personal message, 5-star rate review, Apple Podcasts, and follow me on Spotify. So let's get into this BS bullshit. All right. So the big question of today's episode is Bill Gates going to be the face of the NWO? Is there a connection between him, 5G, and COVID-19? I mean, are we walking into the Grinch's Whoville? Is that welcome to Whoville? Is that what we're going to do? I mean, well, first of all, Bill Gates is the face of the WHO. And if you guys don't know, the WHO is the World Health Organization. Who originally donated $150 million to fight coronavirus or COVID, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it. But more recently, ever since Trump decided to pull America out of the WHO, they have upped that pledge to $250 million. And out of the past 20 years, the total amount that the Gates Foundation has donated to the WHO is $46.8 billion. You heard me right, $46.8 billion. And I'm not just giving you this BS. You can go to worldhealthorganization.org and get everything that I'm telling you. So, I mean, to me, it sounds like BS. So I say, hey, let me look into this stuff and see what the heck is going on, which makes it kind of fishy. Now that Trump has pulled out of the WHO, and the WHO upped their amount in donation dollars, I guess you could say, it seems kind of odd. And, you know, for the past 10, 15 years, Gates has really been pushing mandatory vaccines, even going across the world to offer free vaccines to third world countries. So, I mean, needless to say, he is really invested in the WHO and the vaccines and making vaccines ready, available for the consumers or for people that need these vaccines. June, come here. Let me ask you a question, bro. Hold on, I'm gonna ask my boy June, but wait, then.
Yeah, man, yeah. What's going on there, player? You know what I'm saying?
Junebug, so you think Bill Gates got something to do with coronavirus and 5G? Cause what the hell you're talking about, daddy? Let me tell you something. That damn Bill Gates is a rich motherfucker. And Big Pharma, they got that money and all kinds of shit there, daddy. And let me tell you something. If they're trying to go on and make a mandatory vaccine, then I ain't taking the shit. I ain't taking it, and I'm going to tell them motherfuckers that they try to dip in my damn yard. Y'all see that sign over yonder? It's got no trespass. You're going to step across that line you want to, your ass going to get shot. Jumbo, I think you might want to read into some of that stuff.
Hell, cuz, you know I don't read shit. I can barely even talk right, cuz. I mean, what the fuck I look like reading? I barely got out of damn sixth grade for talking about read something.
Oh, my God, Junebug. You wild, man.
Hell, I know it. Shit. That damn coronavirus, that motherfuckers over there should have been eating them goddamn bats, and these motherfuckers be all right.
They wasn't eating bats. It ain't come from bats.
Well, that's what the hell they said.
You can't believe everything they say, man. Like,
shit. You been watching them YouTube videos? I watch many videos that say Bill Gates is trying to kill all us motherfuckers, but I'll tell you what, I'm one motherfucker, he ain't gonna kill, cuz, you got that, he ain't gonna kill me, fuck that shit, daddy, fuck that shit. I'm going up here and drink my whiskey, cuz you about to make me upset. I'm about to go out there and shoot my shotgun, I'll piss somebody off, god the mighty damn it.
Alright, but my bad, bro, I ain't mean to make you mad, just go on up, you need me to make you a glass of whiskey? Alright, I got you, brother, I got you. This motherfucker done down another bottle, another glass. I'm sorry. Excuse me. He probably will drink the whole bottle for the night's over with. God almighty. Anywho, but yeah. Yeah, man, I'll be up there in a minute. Hold on. But yeah, we was back to this whole vaccine thing. So let's just say he's really invested in making mandatory vaccine.
Hell yeah, that motherfucking vaccine.
June, if you don't go up there, man. God almighty. I told you. This boy is crazy. So, in 2015, I don't know if you guys have listened or seen anything about the 2015 TED Talks. That recently emerged, the next outbreak, we're not ready. So, there was basically this 2015 TED Talk. And they were talking about the Ebola epidemic. And if something was to happen worldwide, how would we as a world be able to handle that as a crisis. You know, the White House administration faced criticism for not reacting quick enough. Gates reiterated when he was talking about this whole epidemic and the Ebola epidemic, and what if another epidemic came about, which turned into a pandemic. We don't know when it's going to happen, but it will happen at some point. Catch this. Quote, either with the flu or some other respiratory virus. There is almost no funding for any of these epidemics, or possibly could be a pandemic. To me, when he said, yes, and you can find, not bullshitting, you can find, yes, I'm calling bullshit because I think this is like some crazy bullshit, but you can find all these on TEDTalk2015.org. And also in that same TED Talk, Gates called for a national tracking system similar to South Korea, saying in Seattle, the University of Washington is providing thousands of tests per day, but no one is connected to a national tracking system. So how will we know who is being tested, who has came in contact with others? Whenever there is a positive test, it should be seen to understand where the disease is and whether we need to strengthen social distancing. That part was found in a Forbes.com article written by Matt Perez recapping the 2015 TED Talk, which I was saying all this stuff he did mention in the TED Talk, which to me, that was 5 years ago. That was 5 years ago. So in this TED Talk, and I got some more stuff here on this TED Talk. So 5 years ago, he's already talking about the next outbreak. And may I not re-point out the fact that he said with the flu or some other respiratory virus. Then he goes on to mention a national tracking system similar to South Korea's, which I find, okay, so first of all, how, like, this is mind-boggling to me. It's got me kind of in a, it's kind of like a, I guess you can say, excuse the language, but a mind fuck. Like, what the hell? It's straight bullshit. It's crazy that he was already in 2015 talking about social distancing. And a lot of us haven't heard anything about social distancing until just recently. And in this same TED Talk, back to the same Forbes.com article written by Matt Perez recapping 2015 TED Talk, in the same article, he said the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's heading up to 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. That equals to about 1 billion people. So why? I mean, are these vaccines, what he just said and what was he said and what was recapped, what I'm reading. And I did go watch the whole 2015 TED Talk documentary, and I was kind of in awe. If you guys haven't watched it, go check it out. You with me, you'll be like, what the hell? Is it to help people, or is it to harm people or make people sterile where they can't have children? And to help reduce the population, he said, with new vaccines, healthcare, and reproductive health services, we could lower that perhaps by 10 or 15%, about 1 billion people. And I got to thinking, why, you know, years ago, and you've heard of not long ago, shit, man, Hillary Clinton apologized to Ecuador for purposely infecting women in South America with syphilis through a vaccine that they were told that would help them. They also did this in the 30s through the 70s, I want to say, in a lot of South states to African Americans, and purposely infested them with syphilis and told them that it would help them. It was something that they needed that would help them. And these people lined up to take these vaccines, and they were free. Come to find out, they were being infested with syphilis. So what are these vaccines giving us? You know, I'm kind of on the fence with this, and especially with all the talk that they're trying to make these mandatory, these vaccines mandatory to basically do anything. There was Dr. Anthony Fan, a Vietnamese doctor who practices here in the United States, said there was no autism in Vietnam in 1975, not even up till 2001, not until Vietnam signed the International Monetary Fund and banking system along with the WHO and the Bill Gates Foundation, started giving free vaccines to children in Vietnam. That's when autism arrived. Wow. This was an article on Vax.com. It's by Dr. Anthony Fan. So basically, recapping, you know, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, and then go to look at this, and it says there was no autism or anything in Vietnam until Vietnam signed with the WHO and the Bill Gates Foundation, started giving free vaccines. Then there was autism. Then children started becoming autistic. Wow, this is crazy. So are they purposely being infected with something that makes them sick through vaccines? Is this how he wants to control the world? Like I said, welcome to Whoville. Is he going to be the new face of the NWO? You know that you hear a lot of theories on YouTube or whatever about they want to keep the world's population at a certain amount of people, da 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 da. And to think you see this stuff going into play and into fruition, you think, okay, these vaccines, for one, is coronavirus even real based off what I said last week on all my conspiracy theories? And two, it makes you want to think, damn, is this their way of really controlling the populace? Really putting a bunker down and saying, you got to do this, you got to do this. Now, here's another theory. Well, before we get to that theory, I also want to bring up the event 201. This is kind of crazy, too. In October of 2019, hosted by WHO, yours truly, the WHO, alongside with John Hopkins, there was an exercise to test the response of high-level pandemic consistently right before the outbreak. This was on centerforhealthsecurity.org. You can go to event201.org as well and look up and see what all this was, what all they done. Basically, they pretty much had a high pandemic exercise at a hospital to see the reactions of the nurses. How would they have enough ventilators? The doctors, how the doctors would handle the whole situation. And this was done in October 2019, right before a pandemic came about, or right, matter of fact, right when the Wuhan lab, they said the Wuhan lab infested China, or people in China at the sea market got sick. It was in October of 2019. So it's funny that we didn't know anything about this here in the Western world, but we're holding pandemic exercises at hospitals in 2019 to see how we would handle it. No, this is not no bullshit. Yes, it is. I call bullshit because I think it's a bunch of bullshit. But you can find this on centerforhealthsecurity.org. Like this is crazy to me. And it makes you think, like, did they really know what was going on? And I don't really know what to say, guys. This, to me, I think is a bunch of bullshit. You guys drop your feedback. Let me know what you think about all of this that I'm going over. I mean, and if you guys want to do your research on your own, more than glad to hit me back with some of that feedback. I'm always down to discuss. I'm not really a debater. I'm the type of person, you have your points of views, I have my points of views. We can still all be a happy family. But to go back, when he was doing his TED talk, he was talking about a tracking system. So I don't know if you guys have seen this, but you can find it at id2020.org. So basically, this digital ID offers access to vital social services and enables them to exercise their rights as citizens and voters and participate in modern economy. But digital ID, right, means protecting civil liberties. This is on their website. I got this off their website. And putting control over personal data back where it belongs, in the hands of the individual. Every day we rely on a variety of forms of identification to go along with our lives. Our driver's license, passport, work badge, building access cards, debit cards, credit cards, transit passes, passports, so forth. Basically your everyday life. This is what your new digital ID will hold. So basically this new digital ID, and it's a tracking device, will hold all of your, basically all of your information, your money, your work badge, your debit cards, your everything that you have. ID 2020 will have that, you, they will have that access to it. And that's crazy, man. It's, you know, they talk about being microchipped, to being so they can follow you, see where you're going, see what you're doing. Is this part of the in way of the contact tracing? You know, I even seen where a lot of jobs are doing virtual check-ins to see, and I personally believe that's another way of them tracing who has been contacted with virus, where they're going, who's been, you know, if they have come in contact with the person at a job, particular place of work, or wherever. not to mention, excuse me, who do you think owns the patent for that ID 2020? Yeah, you guessed it right. Bill Gates. You can look that up too. You think I'm bulljiving? And there was another one that they were pushing, Microsoft was pushing. It wasn't necessarily, didn't have Bill Gates' name on it, but Microsoft, you know, who invented Microsoft. Yes, your boy, Whoville. It's HR bill number 6666. It has already been pushed down by Trump. Trump said there's no way we're going to pass that. But you never know. This bill basically says to authorize the Secretary of Health and Human Services to award grants and eligible entities to conduct diagnostic testing for COVID-19 and related activities such as contact tracing through mobile and health units as necessary at individuals' residence and for other purposes. Basically, this bill that we're trying to pass was they would be able to trace you even in your own residence. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I believe that is a blatant disregard for my privacy. You know, if you're tracing me at home to see who's coming in my home, where I'm, like, all that, that blatant disregard for my privacy. No, sir, buddy. Nah. We're not having none of that shenanigans over this way. I'm calling bullshit. Let's show. Hey, and you can go look at this as well. You can find this bill on congress.gov. And then in the top, it'll say, like, type bill. And just type in pound 6666. You know, I wish I was telling you guys a bunch of bullshit. But you really can find this stuff here. And, you know, when I was like, you know what, before I really get on this episode, Let me start digging into some things. I just don't want to go on and start rambling off about a bunch of stuff that I see here and there. Let me actually do some digging. And the more I started to dig, the more stuff that was kind of creepy kind of was like, whoa. And a lot of this stuff that I started finding that was really, really creepy was owned or really pushed by yours truly, who? You got it, Mr. Bill Gates himself. So are we going to call America Whoville, or is it still going to be America? Like, and I got another crazy one for you guys. Another crazy. This is the last one before I let you guys go. This is going to blow your freaking mind. You know what? I'm just going to tell you what it is, and I'm going to let you look it up, and I'm going to let you get back to me and tell me what you think about it. So, and you can go to patentscope.int and type in the patent number, and here's the patent number. It's W02002060606. The name of the patent is Cryptocurrency Mining Through Body Activity. So, here's the question. Does this patent go along with the digital ID 2020? So, is this going to be their way of making money off Americans or people in this world's individual body activity? Is that what we're coming to? I mean, if so, then at that case, yes, we are all slaves, because we're not keeping that cryptocurrency for us. They're using our body activity to mine for them or whoever owns this patent. Yes, I'm calling bullshit on all of this shit. It's crazy. Yo, it's your boy Native. Y'all give me your feedback. Check me out on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you 5-star rate and review. If you're on Anchor, send me a personal message. I'm really looking forward to you guys' feedback on this last part on this patent. And if you're listening through Spotify, be sure to click that follow button. It's your boy Native, and we out of here. One love, y'all.